just highlighted the two chairs that just to save time, because the next sections there from section 3 onwards, it's just a summary of what the entity actually does. So instead of reading all of that, so we can save time, I'm going to straight into recommendations of each entity. So right now we are on page 7. So I'll start with 3.1.1.
Cindy, members, do we agree with that suggestion? Just okay. We can continue, Cindy.
On the compensation fund, the committee recommended that the Minister of Labour gives consideration to A, reporting to the PC, that's a portfolio committee on labour, on progress with regard to the implementation of Umehluko claims processing system before the end of the second term, that is September 2014. B, briefing the PC on labour on progress with regard to the implementation of the decentralised structure before end of the third term, that is December 2014. C, internal capacity building so as to reduce spending on consultants. I'll end there for now.
The amendments to the recommendations. I know they are wide awake. They won't miss anything.
Okay, sure. So we just finalized the page 8 recommendations on the compensation fund, and we move on to page 9, that is 3.2.1 recommendations on the UIF. After receiving the presentation on the UIF, the committee recommended that the Minister of Labour gives a consideration to A, the Department of Labour to consider ways in which the reserves of the UIF can be used for job creation initiatives. B, ensuring that the high reserves of the UIF lead to improved benefits payable as well as the duration of payments by the UIF, particularly better maternity benefits, and C, reporting to the PC on labour on the number of unemployment insurance beneficiaries trained, D, briefing the PC on labour on projects funded through the UIF social responsibility investments and beneficiaries on a quarterly basis. That is page 9. And then we move on to page 10 on the CCMA. That is 3.3.1 recommendations. After listening to the presentation made by the CCMA, the committee recommended that the Minister of Labour gives consideration to A, briefing the committee with regard to progress on the establishment of the fund to assist workers in enforcing the CCMA awards. B, ensuring that when planning to open new offices, consideration is given to access by the disadvantaged users of the services of the CCMA. If you remember that hot point that was raised by members during the presentation. C, ensuring that the Commission reports on case postponement statistics and reasons for such postponements in its annual report. D, opening CCMA offices in areas that are accessible to the majority of the users of CCMA services. E, to financial capacitate the CCMA so as to accomplish its mission to to be the best dispute management and dispute resolution organization trusted by its social partners. And then we move on to page 11, recommendations on the on NEDLAC. That is 3.4.1 recommendations. The committee recommended that the Minister of Labour gives consideration to A, strengthening community constituency by ensuring that the interests of the unemployed and the most vulnerable groups are accommodated in decisions taken at NEDLAC. B, to financially capacitate NEDLAC to effectively play its role as a forum for social dialogue. On productivity, SA recommendations, that is page 12, 3.5.1 recommendations. After receiving the presentation of the productivity SA, the committee recommended that the Minister of Labour give consideration to A, ensuring that funds are made available for productivity SA to be able to extend its services to areas where they are currently not operating, marketing purposes, and to ensure that the entity is rendered more visible. B, encouraging Productivity SA to work with other entities of the department, such as NEDLAC and the CCMA in job-saving projects. That should be the end.
Thank you, Cindy. Members, another point.
Just might be a small thing, but just to get the understanding, because on other entities, when we're talking about, I'm not sure whether it's the correct wording, somewhere we're saying the department transferred this particular amount, somewhere we're saying this has been budgeted for. When you look at compensation fund, it says the department transferred 17.3 million for this financial year. But when you go to page 8 on UIF, it says the entity has budgeted for a total of income of 13.8 billion for 2014-2015. I'm not sure why sometimes it's budgeted for, sometimes it's transferred. Does it mean the same thing? Maybe out of my own ignorance, but just to clarify.
All the clarities, just note them down so that you answer it one vote. Honorable Ngwane, oh, you have more? Okay. Any more comments or questions, Honorable Ollis?
Okay, Chairperson. Starting with, I'm just on the wrong page here. We're starting with the compensation fund, okay, the case of the compensation fund, the department transferred 17.3 million. We need, again, the figure that I asked last time. What is the increase or the decrease in real and nominal terms? Because we need to know whether they are needing more money or less money to operate. The recommendations for that one I'm happy with. because there may be legal reasons why you can't do that. You can't take the workers' money and use it for creation of jobs for somebody else. So the A and B there, I question whether we can say that now as a committee. I suppose I must just finish. CCMA, again, you've said transferred 687 million, but the increase or the decrease is not shown. Can you please put in the report it's gone up by 6% or whatever there? The recommendations on CCMA 3.3.1, that's fine, although it does look to me like B and D are the same thing again. You remember earlier we removed one and amended the other one. It's the same story here. Consideration to access by this one. Okay, wait, perhaps I'm wrong. I misread that. I thought that meant previously disadvantaged, but it's not a disadvantage. I assume that means people who are disabled. Am I right? Have I misread that? I don't know. Chairperson, you can guide me, but it might mean disabled. I don't know. If it means previously disadvantaged, then B and D are the same thing. So maybe it's duplication. E is just one spelling mistake there. To financially capacitate. There's a Y missing. Must financially capacitate. You can't financial capacity. The NEDLAC one, I'm happy with that because there's a comment in the final recommendations. Where did I see that? I saw somewhere something about, yeah. Okay, the community constituency, the unemployed. So they are fine, I'm happy with that. Productivity SA, that's okay. Yeah, I'm happy with the rest, Chairperson. Those are my comments or clarities or questions. Thank you.
Thank you, Honourable. Honourable Lollywood.
Thanks, Chair. It's a surprise for Honourable Lollywood. I agree with you on that. That's your surprise for the day. I agree with him on the UIF thing because it is regulated. Let us rather come with a recommendation where they step up advocacy. Because remember when they were making a presentation and we asked what might have attributed to them having reserves, one of the reasons is that the expiry period of claims is what is assisting them. Some people don't claim until the expiry date. So they must come up with clear advocacy programs on how people can benefit from this particular part. Also on CMA, I think let us concretely propose that let me talk to people with physical disabilities so that the other one talks to formerly disadvantaged people. Thank you.
Thank you. I can see that all is noted. Any more members? Then it means we have come to the end. Do we still have more? Oh no, I'm in this document. Okay. So what we'll do tomorrow, we will come and adopt these recommendations with the amendments that we're making today. So the meeting will be at half past nine. After two, what's Thursday? Caucus, okay. Thank you, Honorable Ollis. Okay, same venue at 2 o'clock, but what we can do now is minutes. It's one set of minutes so that we don't have a pile of them. I'm sure we all got the same minutes at the right time. Not draft. It is draft because if you want to, I'm sure the draft is written on top this time. Okay, members, just do your, let's hear your comments and additions or subtractions. Then we can come to the adoption. Proposal is that there's a proposal for the adoption of the minutes with the amendments. Could that be seconded? Honorable Ollis, Honorable Mandashe proposed, Honorable Ollis seconded. So minutes have been adopted with amendments. And thank you very much, honorable members. The meeting is adjourned.